Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Private Equity Mastery, The Ultimate Playbook for Investors, Executives, and Entrepreneurs by Robert Foy is a practical business and investing guide that aims to make private equity easier to understand for people who encounter it as investors, operators, or deal counterparties. Drawing on Foy's background as an executive and advisor, the book frames private equity as a distinctive environment with its own incentives, operating tempo, and decision logic. Rather than treating private equity as a purely financial abstraction, it walks through the full deal lifecycle and explains how outcomes are shaped by governance, value creation plans, and the relationship between owners and management. The stated purpose is to help readers move beyond industry jargon and common misconceptions, so they can evaluate opportunities and risks more clearly and perform better in PE-influenced situations. As a playbook-style work, it emphasizes actionable understanding, how funds operate, how acquisitions and portfolio management work, and how to navigate negotiations and exits without losing sight of incentives and power dynamics. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, opening the private equity black box, how the industry is organized. A central contribution of Private Equity Mastery is its effort to translate private equity structure into plain operational terms. The book focuses on how capital is pooled, how investment firms pursue acquisitions, and why private equity differs from public market investing in access, liquidity, time horizons, and governance. Instead of viewing a deal as a single transaction, it positions private equity as a system owners raise capital, deploy it into companies, set oversight expectations, and pursue a defined exit path. And this framing matters because it explains why private equity decision-making can feel unusually intense to executives and entrepreneurs and unusually opaque to outside investors. Foy emphasizes that understanding the basic machinery, including what motivates the fund sponsor and how performance is judged, helps readers interpret behavior that might otherwise be misread as arbitrary or purely aggressive. By clarifying roles and objectives across the ecosystem, the book sets up the rest of its playbook. Readers can better anticipate what information will be requested, what metrics will be prioritized, and why speed and clarity are treated as strategic advantages in PE-backed settings. Secondly, deal flow from formation to exit, seeing the full life cycle. The book takes readers through the private equity deal flow as a life cycle rather than isolated stages. It highlights a progression that typically includes forming the investment vehicle, sourcing opportunities, executing acquisitions, managing portfolio companies, and ultimately exiting through a sale or other liquidity event. This end-to-end view helps readers understand that many choices made early in a deal are shaped by the intended exit and by how value creation will be demonstrated to future buyers or markets. For executives and founders, the lifecycle perspective can reframe how they prepare for diligence, how they communicate plans, and how they prioritize initiatives after close. For investors evaluating private equity exposure, it provides context for why timing, governance rights, and operational execution play a larger role than they might in liquid markets. Foy's approach is practical, understand what owners are trying to prove at each stage, and you can anticipate the questions, documentation demands, and operating cadence that follow. The reader takeaway is not a formula for guaranteed returns, but a clearer mental model of what private equity owners are optimizing for across the arc of a deal. Thirdly, incentives and decision psychology, what drives behavior in PE. Private Equity Mastery repeatedly returns to the idea that outcomes in private equity are shaped by incentives and human behavior as much as by spreadsheets. The book emphasizes the economic motivations embedded in the model and the practical realities of how decisions are made under time pressure and performance expectations. It encourages readers to look beyond stated narratives and assess what different participants gain or risk in a given situation, including owners, management teams, and advisors. This is especially relevant in moments of stress restructurings, missed plans, add-on acquisitions, or preparations for exit. By focusing on incentive alignment and misalignment, the book provides a way to interpret why certain metrics, deadlines, and reporting demands can become non-negotiable. For executives, this perspective can reduce surprise and help them maintain credibility by communicating in the language owners use to judge progress. For entrepreneurs and sellers, it helps explain negotiation dynamics and why certain deal terms carry outsized importance. The larger point is that private equity is not only a capital strategy, it is a high accountability governance environment where motivations and expectations drive day-to-day choices. Fourthly, evaluating private equity investments fees, risk, and return reality. For readers approaching private equity as an investment, the book stresses disciplined evaluation rather than marketing-driven assumptions. It highlights that private equity has a unique profile as an asset class, and that many investors underestimate its complexity. A key theme is understanding returns in context, what risks are being taken, what fees and structural elements may affect net outcomes, and how illiquidity and long holding periods change the investor experience. Instead of promising a simple shortcut, the book encourages clarity on what is knowable and what is not, including the practical limits of performance comparisons and the importance of understanding incentives in fund structures. This topic also connects to the life cycle view because value creation is often tied to operational change and exit timing. Evaluating private equity involves assessing a manager's ability to execute. Not just the attractiveness of an entry valuation for individuals and advisors, the value is a framework for asking better questions and avoiding naive assumptions about diversification, predictability, or access. The overall message is to approach the category with eyes open, using concrete understanding of fees, risks, and decision processes to judge whether an opportunity fits one's objectives. Lastly, leading inside a PE-owned company operating cadence and credibility. One of the book's most distinctive angles is its emphasis on what it takes to succeed as an executive within a private equity-owned portfolio company. It describes a leadership environment that demands speed, precision, and strong communication, reflecting the ownership model's focus on measurable progress and time-bound value creation. The book positions credibility as a practical asset. Executives need to build trust with owners by showing command of the business, clarity on priorities, and reliability in execution and reporting. This topic also links to negotiation and self-protection, as responsibilities, incentives, and expectations are renegotiated under PE ownership. Leaders must understand how to protect their interests while still aligning with value creation goals. The book's playbook orientation is evident. Here it aims to help operators anticipate what private equity owners will ask for, how boards and oversight may function, and how to navigate high-stakes moments such as strategic resets or exit preparation. For entrepreneurs who may continue running a business after selling a stake, this section is especially relevant because it highlights that post-deal leadership success requires adapting to a new governance rhythm and a more investor-driven operating discipline. In conclusion, private equity mastery is best suited for three groups of investors who want a realistic understanding of private equity as an asset class: executives preparing to work in PE-owned companies, and entrepreneurs or sellers who expect to negotiate with private equity buyers. Its practical benefit is that it equips readers with clearer mental models of how private equity operates across the full deal lifecycle and why the ownership environment feels, as the Dedender O. Inkley 18, different from public company or founder-led contexts. By focusing on incentives, governance, and operating cadence, the book helps readers ask sharper questions, interpret counterpart behavior more accurately, and avoid being blindsided by standard PE expectations around reporting, urgency, and performance measurement. The intellectual value is demystification without relying on academic abstraction. It aims to translate jargon into actionable understanding of mechanics and motivations. Compared to many private equity titles that lean heavily toward textbook finance, deal lore, or narrowly defined investor tactics, this book is positioned as a cross-audience playbook. It connects investing realities with operational execution, emphasizing that value creation is not only about buying well, but also about running companies effectively under time constraints and exit-driven objectives. That operator plus investor perspective is the main differentiator and the reason it can function as a bridge between capital markets thinking and day-to-day leadership reality. If you would like to support Robert Foy, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.